kind of in the few last few interactions, good vibes, you know, on a high level, man. So I'm excited to have this conversation with you,
Thank you for having me, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, man. Most definitely. So where are you from?
Born and raised right here in Houston, Texas.
Man, right here in Houston.
Yeah.
Man, Houston is a dope city. It really is. So before we get into the purpose talk, tell us a little bit about what you do.
So for those that don't know, I'm the rhyming realtor for your dream home. We need to buy or sell.
Okay.
I'm the purpose coach for those that feel like they're going through hell.
Okay.
I am the speaker here to motivate, encourage, and inspire. Okay. I'm a poet as well. I got the mic to spit bars of fire.
Okay.
The book that I wrote is changing lives as well. A servant is what I am on a mission to serve, not sell.
Yeah.
When it's all said and done, I help others reach their full potential by helping them find their purpose. To find true joy, it is essential. So Andre notices my name, and inspiration is who I be. Yeah. It is true. I live to give, and you will notice me.
Hey, I love it, man. How long you been on your entrepreneurship journey?
Full-time 12 years.
12 years.
Yeah.
12 years you've been.
2012, I went full-time, so 11 and a half years.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. And so, and it definitely sounds like you're in your purpose.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I know that.
No, right?
No.
Our whole podcast is about purpose. Yeah. So what was your story to get there?
It was a lot. 2012 was when I actually quit my job of working at T-Mobile to pursue real estate full time. And in that time frame, it got hard. I lost my apartment and ended up going from house to house to house, sleeping with my dad on his couch.
Yeah.
And then when he kicked me out, I ended up sleeping in my car for three months.
Wow.
So my story is been a hard one of just trying to figure it out, being homeless for 3 years. Sleeping in my car for 3 months, just trying to figure it out. Yeah. And then when I finally had enough to get back on my feet, I was trying to find out what it was that I was trying to do as regards to not just real estate, but just in success in general.
Yeah.
And I realized that as I continue to learn and continue to grow myself, I realized that I had the answers to a lot of the questions that people were asking.
Yeah.
And the more I'll be asked to come to different environments, I realized that for whatever reason, people wanted to hear what I had to say.
Yeah.
So it just made sense for me to do more.
Yeah.
Place myself in more environments to speak more, to inspire more individuals, to share what I had been through so that it would encourage somebody else who may go through something similar.
And so when you was homeless because how many years were you homeless?
3 years.
3 years. Yeah. Man. And what kept you going through that period?
I mean, other than God?
Other than God, right?
Because it ain't nothing but the grace.
Right.
No, I don't have a problem saying it.
Right.
Other than God, it would be the field of personal development.
Yeah.
So what I mean by that is personal development is when you're constantly working on you, working on yourself.
Yeah.
So I was constantly feeding my mind. I was listening to sermons, audios, YouTube channels.
Yeah.
Of people like Bob Proctor, Les Brown, Eric Thomas, Tony Robbins, you know, the list goes on and on and on. And I would listen to these individuals every single day. And, you know, Steve Harvey, he was homeless for years sleeping in his car. Tyler Perry was homeless for 5 years sleeping in his car. Yeah. So when I realized that everybody that was at this high level of success, they all had a story.
Yeah.
So when I realized that they had a story, I put one and two together and said, hey, if that's their story, this is just my story.
Yeah.
So if I stick with it, why can't I have a similar story to where I'm on the other end of it?
Yeah.
And before you know it, I'm speaking on stages, sharing what I'm going through right now.
Man. But how many stages you been on so far?
Oh, man, I don't know.
You can't count.
I don't know.
Hundreds, obviously. Yeah, it's been 12 years.
Yeah, I speak on podcasts just about every week, and I'm always either churches, or I just left a youth conference this morning, just all over.
Man, that's amazing, man. Nothing but God, bro.
It is.
Nothing but God, bro. Like, you go from homeless to now God has you coaching and realtor and speaking.
Right.
Do you ever feel like, man, how did I get here? Is this real?
I don't. I mean, I do, but I don't. It's more like I don't ever question how.
Yeah.
But I'm always in a sense of gratitude that I am here.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm in a stage right now where a lot of people come to me for their problems, be it information, be it financial, be it advice. A lot of people come to me. So I'm grateful to be in a state to where people come to me and I'm giving help,
yeah,
versus being on the side where I'm needing the help.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I was on the other side where I was the one needing the help.
Yeah.
And we all need help at times. So right now I'm in a position to where I can give that which I receive. Because I mean, a long time ago, I told God when I was, I don't like saying the B word, but when I was, when I was having those financial challenges, I would tell God, Lord, just let me get it so I can give it.
Yeah.
And that's the way I live my life now, man, in service.
Man, that's a blessing, man. And I'm sure you being homeless for 3 years, you learned some stuff and it gave you some humility, and now that you needed to be able to serve who you serving now, man. Cause one thing I realized recently is, hey, you know what? I'm not going to complain about what I've been through, because what I've been through has built my character. It's built built who I am today. And when I hear you, that's what I feel like, you know, you don't strike me as a complaining type brother.
Not at all.
You know what I'm saying? And so, to those millennials that's listening to this podcast, that's connecting to you right now, maybe they homeless, or maybe they've been homeless or just coming out of it, what would you say to them to inspire them to live a life on
purpose? The number one thing I would say is never give up.
Yeah.
You know, if God is a success and you're his child, you have to be successful. He doesn't want anything for you but success, but it doesn't mean it's going to come easy.
Right.
You got to go through the process. Right. I would say that life is a test, and life is one big test comprised of small quizzes and tests, and you got to learn to pass the small tests.
Yeah.
And to the degree that you don't pass the test, you shall repeat it.
Yeah.
So learn to pass the test. Learn to not ask the question as why I'm going through this. Learn to ask, what am I supposed to learn from the situation? Who am I supposed to become from the situation? Yeah. And when you do that and you keep going, you'll realize that, hey, I'm growing.
Yeah.
Because whatever goal that you want right now, you're not in a state of mind to be able to receive that goal. Man. So you have to grow to the person that can obtain that goal. Because if you were the person that can obtain that goal right now, you'd have it.
Right.
So you have to go through something that's going to actually, it's like working out.
Yeah.
If you want your muscles to grow, they have to go through some discomfort.
Yeah.
They got to go through some pain. They got to go through something
to
get bigger. Well, you're no different. So if you want to grow, you got to go through something. The operative word is through, which means you're coming out on the other end. Exactly.
But I love how you broke that down. You said, if you got a goal, then that means that you got to assume in your mind that you have to grow into it.
Yeah.
But I've never heard it broken down that was, because I think, and you can correct me, if you can reframe your perspective.
Yeah.
You'll stop comparing. You'll stop rushing.
Right.
You'll stop because you know this is all part of the process.
It is perspective, because the way how you view things is going to determine how you act based on those things.
Wow.
Because if I'm looking at something, if I'm a level 2 person and I'm looking at what I believe to be a level 8 problem, I'm going to act as such.
Yeah.
But if I'm a level 8 person, that same level 8 problem, I see it as minuscule because of how I'm going to respond to it.
Yeah.
So it's all about how you view things. It's all perspective, because you're going to act based on how you think.
Wow, man. Wow, that was brilliant, man. And so, man, I appreciate you coming on the platform to share your story.
Absolutely.
To share where you are. And we're going to be continuously supporting you and rooting for you. And we're going to see you on the national stage, bro. I'm calling it right now. This brother's going to be on a national stage doing good things. And so, speaking of good things, you know, how can people connect with you to your coaching or come see you speak, or what events you got coming up?
Yeah, man. So Coach Andre is pretty easy. You could just actually Google Andre Notice. My last name is Notice, just as it is on my shirt. You can Google me. You can also go to AndreNotice.com.
Yeah.
And then my tagline for Instagram is, you will notice me. The letter U will notice me. You can just check me out there. I just have a lot going on. I'm just trying to, I literally live my life in service. So every day I'm looking to serve. I heard somebody say, I went to a conference and I'll never forget this. Mm-hmm. The lady that was speaking, she said that hope.
Yeah.
Help one person every day.
I love that, man.
And that's what I do. Every single day, I just want to be in service.
Man, that's beautiful, man.